Hey there, everybody. My name is Josh.
My name's Adam Hart.
And this is...
That Time We Started an Anime Podcast.
Wait, we did?
Yes, Josh, we did.
And wait, you never used your last name for our intro.
Yes, that is correct.
So why is that?
I would like to... Well, my last... Or our full names have been used for our outros for the last four. We're going on episode 5. And as I said, my name is Adam Hart. I am the youngest brother to Rhonda Hart, who is the mother of Kimberly Vaughn, which tragically lost her life with 9 others during the Santa Fe High School shooting May 18th, 2018.
I see. Was there something that you wanted to bring up because of that?
Yes. Yes, there would be. It'll be 4 years this year of this month. The 18th is coming up. When this episode comes out, it will be on the 9th, which is roughly 9 days prior to it. And there is a documentary that you can find on both Amazon Prime. You could either rent it or watch it. When I first heard about it, I was a little hesitant on, like, I told my sister, like, I don't think I can watch it, but I'm certainly going to support it. And recently I did watch it, and to be frankly honest, and I asked my sister after she watched it what she thought about it, and I watched it, and I think it was very well done. There's parts that, when I watched it, frankly got me a little mad. There's parts that made me tear up because, like I said, I am sort of indirectly involved in the whole thing. I think I'll be my family and I and all those who lost all the 9 that did tragically their lives during this this high school shooting will ever be entwined. But I highly recommend watching it. The Santa Fe High School shooting was known as it's called the Kids of Santa Fe, the largest unknown mass shooting, which is true. It's like, because this is a sad thing. There's so many of them that we have that's going on in this country. It's
pretty sad.
I mean, the one great thing that COVID-19 did stop for a while was these mass shootings. But once we got to where we were semi-normal, it just started right back up again. It's something that in this country that, quite frankly, I think we need to figure out how to deal with it. This doesn't affect your responsible gun owners.
Yeah.
At all. But no. It's more like we are looking for solutions and more gun safety on that one.
And more training as well, I think.
Because I remember watching part of the thing. It's like, you know, although mass shootings are unpredictable, they are preventable.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I remember there's a fact that I found out that was really crazy. Did you know that there is a link to the Santa Fe High School shooting and the Aurora, Colorado movie theater shooting?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. So the individual that did the shooting of the Aurora, Colorado, the one when, was it the Dark Knight Rises movie came out?
Yeah, Dark Knight Rises, yeah.
And the shooter that did the Santa Fe High School shooting bought from the same person online, bought the bullets from the same person online.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Same connect. It's connected in that way. So yeah.
Wow. I believe this is on Amazon.
Amazon Prime. Yes, can rent it or buy it. I personally watched it and rented it because I've lived through the aftermath, and I'm still going to be continuing living through the aftermath. I think you've seen me go through, even if I was just the uncle.
I remember
our family's been through hell. Yeah, like, case in point, I think
you were still at work
a couple of years. Oh, I was at work when it was all going down.
Yeah, and I was trying to figure out, you know, what the hell's going on, and you know, then you finally explained, and I'm like, wait, what? Because I heard about it when I was at work too, and it wasn't until Adam had got a hold of me, and I was kind of concerned, and when he finally told me what had happened, and I was just as shocked. So,
Now I remember maybe a few years ago we were doing something. I get this, either this text or this phone call from my dad, and he goes like, they're not going to prosecute him. He's like, why? Because the shooter was underage. He was 17 at the time. They put in Galveston County, prison jail. For 18 months in solitary confinement, which will mess with your head. So at that point, he was deemed too mentally incompetent to stand trial.
Yeah, I think they kind of messed up on that.
And from watching the documentary and hearing from multiple sources, that kid knew what he was doing. Straight up knew what he was doing. But the thing is, and there's been different from what we understood, what we thought was one of the original causes, turned out from the documentary, turned out to be false. And the sad part is, unless he is deemed mentally competent enough to stand trial, we'll never fully understand or actually know why this kid did it. Now, a lot of things that they were saying, like, oh, bullying was a factor. My niece was bullied, but she found other ways to deal with it. She threw herself into art, reading Harry Potter, reading books. She found a better creative outlet to actually figure out to deal with all this stuff.
Yeah. And it is tough to kind of go through that kind of thing too, with bullying, which we do not condone at all. I mean, I've been bullied. I think everybody, even the bully has a bully, you know?
Right.
And we don't take too kindly to that. So, and if you are being bullied, you know, please find help. Talk to a teacher,
Well, another factor is like, this happened in San Fe, Texas in May. And I was in San Fe, Texas in May for a week and a half. And the best way I can describe the weather, it's like Arizona monsoon season. It's really hot, really humid, rains all the time. This kid for 6 months wore a trench coat.
Yeah.
It's the beginning of May. It's 9 degrees in Texas. You don't need to wear a trench coat, but guessing the kid did it to acclimate everybody to him wearing this coat. Dress codes that are enforced
which weren't enforced.
Well, no, there are dress codes in the San Fe High School, in the school board that are enforced. But not very well. No one really bat an eye on this one.
Yeah,
it's a red flag right there. It's like, really, trench coat? In Texas? In May? Yeah. No.
Anyways, I need to give a shout out to my dear friend,
Ari. Are we going to something a little bit lighter now?
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Good.
I know. We apologize, but
I know, you know what?
Not intimate related, but this one,
there's certain things that will, if it arises, I want to make sure that the public, that our listeners, get a chance to watch this movie. I encourage it, and even do some research on the different things that are going on. Because for one thing, I grew up in Alaska. I was raised around guns. A lot of times we it was a lot cheaper for us to go hunting for our food than to buy it in the market. We go hunting, fishing. We grow our vegetables in our backyard just because, frankly, it was a lot cheaper and a lot easier.
Yeah.
But so I'm not saying I'm not anti-gun. I'm not anti-Second Amendment. More gun safety, a little more gun control, a little bit of gun safety and whatnot.
Yeah.
Dang it.
No, and I totally agree. So I, again, would like to give a shout out to my friend Ari Epstein. He was gracious enough to let us use his music for our intro and outro from his old band Tiger Face. The song, I don't remember if I ever said what the song is, but it's called Fireflies. And we really digged it. It kind of has an anime vibe, at least to me anyways. But he just released a new song, and I just want to play a little bit of it, but it's for Eye of the Tiger. And the song is One Wild Ride. So you can find that on YouTube. Type in the Tiger, One Wild Ride. I really encourage you guys to check it out. It's a really neat video. And now with that, everything, all that out of, we must say, we love Multitude, which is a collective that we listen to. That has joined the party.
Powerless, Olympian, Muckraker, One Stop, Spirits,
Metally Adults, and you know we
Exolore,
and
the Queer Movie Podcast,
which just started.
Yeah.
And I believe one of them is coming out with a new podcast soon. Was it Brandon or Eric?
I don't know.
Anyways.
I have no idea.
But we love listening to Join the Party, and they just ended their second campaign.
Yes.
And we highly recommend it. They're on every podcast stream out there. We prefer using Spotify. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's a bunch of other places to find it.
Well, the great thing I love about listening to Join the Party is a D&D podcast. Even if you don't play D&D, it's actually pretty fun to listen to.
Yeah, it's really fun to listen to. It really is.
They have two campaigns, Campaign 1, Campaign 2. Campaign 1 is more your traditional D&D fantasy. Yeah.
Which is so much fun to listen to.
So funny. And then Campaign 2 is more...
like superheroes.
It's modern. It takes place in upstate New York. It's 2020X, 2020X+, has a lot more superheroes. It's really well done. The comedy is just gold.
And, you know, and for both campaigns, they do, like, an after party. And, they'll talk about, I think, maybe the past, say, couple episodes. I think at one point
Well, they do at least, like, for when they first started, they would I think they did it bi-weekly, like so they would do two episodes and then the after party, and then
something like
recently
that,
yeah. They hit
they have no more Bad Tuesdays apparently, which is a good thing.
They hit 600 patrons, which they were trying to do, or no, 500 patrons.
Yeah, it was
so
500.
There would be no Bad Tuesdays, so we wouldn't have to wait 2 weeks for the next episode.
Oh, man. So we highly recommend them. So give them a listen, and yeah. So you, sir, tried to surprise me with something, and boy, oh boy.
I felt like being Mizoshiji, being a little bit evil on this one, because I would not, it's like, prior to recording, I would not let you know what I was planning.
No.
Because it's episode 5, I thought we'd do something special.
It's funny because you actually showed me something way before that, but it didn't click until after you told me what we were actually going to watch.
So, what we're covering is an anime that was from 1974 called Charge Men Ken. It is infamous in Japan for being so bad.
Very bad.
And the funny thing is, it wasn't meant to be a joke at all. It suffered from low budget, so you could see that a lot of the cells was mixed match. So what I'm going to have Josh do, we're going to watch the first 8 episodes, and then we'll come right back and give us, because at this point, I've only watched 1 episode, and I'm like, this would be funny to pull this on Josh, because I feel like being evil.
One of these days, I'm going to try to pull one of these on you, too, so.
How much anime I've watched, it's very hard for you to surprise me.
Yeah, there's
a couple anime that I've watched that, it's like, you looked over my shoulders, like, what are you watching? I'm like, High School DxD. It's like, what is that on? On Crunchyroll. It's like, I'm going to watch it. I'm like, okay.
Which I have watched some of it. It's actually not that bad.
Yeah,
okay. It's a little more for adults.
Which they change up. As I said before in previous episodes.
Censorship.
Oh, no.
No.
I'm not going with the censorship thing. I don't care about the whole censorship thing, honestly. It's like, if it's like whatever. Funimation or Crunchyroll is going to do it. You can go on Funimation and click the uncut if you want to watch it. The first 3 seasons on Crunchyroll, they forgot. Mm-hmm. And then the 4th season, they decide to censor it.
Oh, well.
I don't know. But as I said in previous episodes, and I'm going to continue until this podcast comes to a screeching halt, I have no problem with your recap episodes. The episodes in which, like, that give you up to date. Like, because sometimes it's a long time before a season comes out. So usually sometimes the first episode is going to be a recap to give you an up to date on what's happened, just in case you forgot. Unless, of course, you're binge watching, then it gets a pain in the end. Or
I don't mind that either.
Or you just started watching, it's a new anime, and it goes like mid season. It's like, oh, recap episode. We just watched 6 episodes. We don't need a recap. But recap episodes, I have no problem with. It's because I'd rather have a recap episode than fillers.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, yeah, give me.
But
just
but sometimes the fillers can be fun. Sometimes.
Yes, I will give you that one. But I think we've gotten to the point in most anime fandom that we can't wait until the next season comes out, or we're hoping this anime gets greenlit for another season.
Yeah, and sometimes and they don't.
So we're a lot of us are willing to wait, then we'll find something else to watch until it comes on. And that's the great thing about anime. It's like there's so much out there. You can go through. It's like, and some you can easily just go blitz through within a whole day. Other times it takes a couple of years.
Yeah.
Bleach. Anyway, that's I'm rambling too much on this one. But the problem I have, if you do a recap episode, do not change what has happened in the previous season. Don't change the story from what happened in the previous season when we are set, like, oh, this is how this event happened. Don't change that. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Have a recap, even put like a cool, like, bonus, like, thing that we didn't get to see, like, basically the first SAO movie. It's just a recap, and they add a little bit extra, and they're cool with that.
Yeah. Anyway, before we get way off topic
at this point, so without further ado, we are going to watch episode 1-8 of Charged Men Ken, and we'll be back with our reaction.
All right, I'll grab the popcorn.
I'll drive the root. I'll grab the root beer.
I was going to say beer, but okay. All right, we'll be back shortly. Oh boy! Wow.
Okay. Serious face.
Oh my god. Wow, that was a strange 8 episodes. Wow.
Yeah, so we're back after watching 8 episodes of Charged Men Ken.
It's bad.
It's so bad, it's good.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, it was okay for the time, I'm sure, but... Wow.
I don't know why I thought this was a good idea.
It wasn't, but it was. And so this will now be part one.
Because we're definitely going to revisit the other episodes. There's 64 in the whole entire series. Yeah. Each one of them are about 5 to 6 minutes long, so you can blitz through quite a few of them.
Yeah.
Fairly quickly.
Agreed, yeah. And I will say that the theme is a little catchy.
Yeah, but it hurt my eyes so much every time he changed.
Yeah, and also in the beginning too when they do.
Oh that, yeah,
yeah. Now it didn't really bother me much, but the scenery, the artwork at first time.
This was 1974, so I would imagine that's exactly what a lot of the animes that came out in the 70s actually probably looked like. Boy, it was bad.
And
really bad.
And I guess, I don't know if you mentioned this before, but there's usually a moment where Ken or Chargeman does a roll. In the first episode, it's supposed to be on the floor.
On the ground, but it looks like... Because you can see the ground, and then you see him, and it's rolling. It was really supposed to be rolling on the ground. And I love the descriptions of each episode. And before we watched each episode, I had him pause, and I would read the description of the episodes, and they're like... I think one of them literally was a Wild West theme one.
Yes. Yes.
And judging by this now, I think Westworld might have copied this from Chargeman Ken. So I think whoever created the Chargeman Ken anime should get some royalties.
Right. And, you know, there's been a couple times where there are some... If you actually listen, well, can't listen, but if unless you know Japanese, but if you actually read the subtitles, sometimes it, like, when the villain guy, whatever his name is, would talk, sometimes it just not, it's weird. But the other thing, too, is, God, this was so bad. yes. There were so many, there's some sexual innuendos in there.
Well, that's just going to happen in anime in general, so that's not anything of the norm.
But it just, and then there's one time where he had me pause, and it just, like, Ken has a sister.
A younger sister.
And I forget what we were talking about, but, yeah, it was, we went off on a tangent, not safe for work, tangent, but I think overall it, yeah, and there's some things that just make you go, huh?
Well, you can definitely tell that they use a lot of stock footage. And,
yes, like, and then they redo footage, especially that fight scene.
Which one?
The one in the construction site?
Oh, yes. It's like, oh, you see the aliens, like, jump back, and then, like,
a couple seconds later, there's aliens that, you know,
alien, try the to same alien, do the same thing. it did say, like, oh, some of the...
And I love the fact of they, what were they doing? Oh, yeah, they went to the botanical garden, right? And so obviously the alien tried to get Ken. Ken always says, come get me. What are their names again? How do you pronounce
it?
Drellians, something. I don't know.
Anyways, yeah, lack of Drellians?
Drellians.
Drellians, I think.
Yeah. Anyways. And towards the end, they're talking about how they were sick of the snow and the rain or something like that.
Oh, yeah, were sick of the snow and the rain. Oh, we're going to go to the Silent Islands. And then and Ken goes, like, oh, we can see the teacher in a swimming suit.
Oh, my God. And it's just, wow.
Yeah, a lot of the...
Wow.
Yeah, a lot and of the...
This
the
was so show. Bad, we're both drinking a bottle of Guinness right now.
There was a lot of misaligned animation cells, and there's one part, it's like there was the episode with the butterflies, like, oh, they're going to attack the human cells, like, wait, well, that's a choice on the, and I had him pause it, rewind it for a bit, and then have him play it again to make sure I listened to it. And it's like, it did say something to the effect of Ninjin no Saibo,
okay.
Or something like, or I might have gotten that wrong, but I think it's or Ningen no Saibo. And Saibo, if you watch Hatzaku Saibo, which is cells at work, they're little cells that are in the human body that is amorphomorphic. I can never say that word. Anyway, yeah. They're humanized cells, so it's like attacking the human cells, like. What is
that? Yeah,
I don't know what, like, I tried to wrap my head around it. It's like, no, no.
And it, you know, it's funny. The one episode, it starts out like you could barely read it. I think it was a botanical garden one.
Yeah. The choice that they used, that the background.
Oh, hold on. Can I correct myself?
Go ahead.
The whole snow winter thing, and then them wanting to go to the beach.
Yeah.
I think that was the episode where they had that typhoon.
Oh, yeah. And yeah. With Hokkaido.
Yeah. And then the weird guy that looks like Tales from the Crypt.
Yeah. It was supposed to be a mummy.
Yeah.
And then it's that like, oh, there's a part in which you see, I'm assuming is his ship doing it or him. I don't know because the frame was so bad, I couldn't figure it out. Mm-hmm. He just took out the wheel and poof.
Yeah. Yeah, and they had this, actually, before I go to my next topic.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, so they do this, one is like American football or something, and he's like, oh, they're scoring all the points, like 18 to 2. I'm like, how the fuck do you get 18 and 2?
18 to 0.
Zero, sorry, 18 to 0.
American football, and,
How
the only way I can think of it is they're, well, you see the scoreboard, I mean, you can get
18.
Well, depending on how you score. Scoreboard, and it looks like they're using
almost like a baseball kind of thing.
I'm sorry, that's not how American football works at all. Like we have four quarters.
Yeah,
in American football, and it's like you'll see each like, I've been to college football games. I've seen college football games. I don't remember. I've been to one college bowl game in Chase Field, that which was interesting how they changed, how they made the baseball field into a football field. But they did.
Well, come to think of it, didn't we just recently have NASCAR at that stadium?
If they managed to do NASCAR in the Chase Field.
No. This was in California.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they, it's a big one, it's the Coliseum. The Coliseum, they literally did NASCAR at the Coliseum.
Really?
Yes.
Cool.
It was actually probably the only time I actually was able to actually sit and watch NASCAR, because I am so busy, I don't get the chance to watch NASCAR much.
I've been to a few NASCAR races down at, it used to be what is it?
Arizona Speedway? No.
No, they changed the name recently. Well,
no, it's back to Phoenix, it's back to its original name.
Oh.
They only changed it because the company that had taken over was the one doing the renovations.
Oh, okay.
So during that time, they used their company name until they give it back. So now it's back to...
Okay.
Yeah. And so...
But anyway, how you get 18 points to zero in American football...
It is possible. It just depends on how it scores.
Just, again, I think this might be from... This might be a perspective of the people that did this anime.
Possibly.
Didn't know how American football worked. It was in 1974, so yeah. when did the first Super Bowl happen? Maybe they just thought this was a good idea and implemented something like it.
That, yeah. But and then after the whole, it was funny too, because the sister kept cheering for
Hoshi.
The other Hoshi, which was the other team, and then it's kind of back and forth, whatever. But then
the animation sales on that was like, it's like, oh, you see him running, you see one.
I think that got repeated a couple of times.
It got repeated a couple of times, and then Ken tackles him, and she's like, "Oh, you're so mean to Hoshi." It's like. And then their robot pet thing, whatever. It's just a game. That's how it works. It's like, later he pulls him to side, takes him to the construction site, tries to get him to change it to Ken. It's like, it didn't, he what, did it, he tried to do the, it, it's like, nope.
No, what was the description of this again? Because it started...
Really bad.
It sounded like really bad. Like
okay, hold on. I'll bring it up.
So a new student at Ken's school has stolen every heart girl's heart.
Okay, that's a loose description. It's just his sister. It's...
So why he wants to take Ken alone, show him his special secret. Absolutely nothing dirty happens in this episode.
it was just so bad. So it went back to the destruction site. So Roshi reveals himself as the alien and everything else, and they fight, whatever. The motorcycle has a...
It's light.
It has a light beam.
Light pretty much, like, makes a big hole inside this one piece, and then it does it to another part of the construction site. It's like, oh, what the...
Yeah.
Oh, anime does... Anime makes perfect sense. This made no sense at all.
And I gotta say, too, so at the end of this particular episode, okay, his sister's crying that, you know, oh, she's not there anymore, right? And, you know, Ken's like, oh, you know, he went off to another college.
Oh, you straight up killed a man.
Straight up killed the, yeah. No. Oh, my God.
This is like going to, like, some of the moderate animes of like, localization. And I love that. Yeah. It's like, oh, they'll change, like, for example, in Yu-Gi-Oh! In the 4 Kids TV version, they're like, oh, we're going to send you this Chao realm. No, you're straight up they're straight up going to kill you. Or, yeah, like, there's a part in from the 4 Kids TV version versus the Japanese version, the original version.
Mm-hmm.
There's a part in which Yugi is fighting the other guy who uses the Dark Magician, and in the Japanese, in the English version, there these laser discs, like, oh, gonna transport you to the Shadow Realm if you lose. No, they're straight up saw blades, man. Yeah. Losing your leg. You are losing your feet on this one.
So the other two, now it's not too bad, but there are, like, moments where, like,
I couldn't stop laughing. It was so bad.
The mouth kind of moves a little bit before they actually speak.
So
sometimes
the audio of it.
Does not
match up either.
After we watched it, we decided, you know, go outside, take a deep breath, because we were laughing so hard. I was laughing so hard I was coughing. That's how hard I was laughing. But we were sitting outside, and I said, you know, kind of reminds me of Godzilla with the American...
Godzilla.
It's like, mouth moves, and like, Godzilla, with the American dub. And what's funny...
This is not American dub.
No. But what's funny is there is a Godzilla episode or a movie. Was it Godzilla 2000 or something like that? It one of those. They actually did have an American actor, so everybody else was dubbed, and then the only person that didn't have to be dubbed was the actual American actor. I just found that hilarious.
Wait, is that the one with Matthew Broderick?
We never speak of the Matthew. No, that does not count as a Godzilla movie. That one sucked.
I'm sorry, but it's Godzilla.
It sucked.
It's Godzilla, though. How can Godzilla suck?
It just sucks. It okay. The movie by itself was all right,
but when it comes to the canon lore of it, like, he looked more like a T-Rex.
And speaking of Godzilla. At some point, Netflix has, I believe, 3 movies on Godzilla that is animated in anime style. There's also several anime Godzillas. There's actually a new one that I would like to cover at some point. But back to this mess of 8 episodes that we watched. Oh, my God. Oh, I mean, there's been so many times where we had to pause it. Like, okay.
To get my composure.
So,
it's like, what? Back to the thing.
Yes, okay. Yes, the school.
First of all, A, if we didn't have the subtitles and everything like that for us to read what the episode title was, well, it was in Japanese, of course.
You can see it, but it was kind of hard to read. The choice of
using white on light white. Blue background, that's
and even
just...
And even the outline for the text wasn't really that defined either.
Yeah.
Which made it hard, especially like in the middle. But a 70... Oh, okay, so...
Well, okay, so...
It goes into a little bit of the history.
They did right? a short explanation, very brief explanation, because this takes place in the future, obviously. Because everybody's flying around in cars.
Yeah, and Ken is like, has got to be at least...
He's 10.
He's 10, right?
He's 10 years old.
And he's freaking flying driving a flying car. His freaking ship, which, by the way, there was a couple of scenes where
it didn't have a halo,
and then there's one where it didn't have a halo, and then it went back and it had a halo. It looked like a helicopter thing. But...
Go ahead, dude.
But, you know, and it says that, you know, that a lot of the schools have...
And not in Japan, but all over the world, that it's like most of the buildings are 70 stories tall. And
No, it's not because it's 70 stories tall. It's just that they usually have all the different schools in one, right?
They have all the different they had the elementary, middle school, high school, which, and college all in the same building.
But here's the thing. In this episode, it was in a 70-story building.
Yeah. Oh,
why?
Oh, also, it's like they go and his sister and the robot.
This is the potato go garden one.
Yeah. So it's
real quick. What is the logistical? How the hell do you do a fire drill in a 70-story building? I know it could be done, but. Kids, come on.
It is the future, so maybe they have jetpacks and they'll just jump out the window.
Oh, God.
Out the window, the second story window.
So they go on a field trip. They go to the Space Botanical Garden.
Yes.
The sister
and
the little robot dude.
Yes. Decide to tag along, and Ken goes, "Oh, just hide behind me. The teacher won't." So he's like, "How?" It's like, and we're watching, like, you're what? Straight up just right behind him, and the teacher's taller than you. She didn't just look back. It's like,
then I found out until the end, but. Then here's the weird part, okay? So, they start hearing
start coming alive.
Yes, plane starts coming alive. Then you see for this voice, like, weird, like, you see this like wave, almost like a, like, you know, like how Wi-Fi looks.
Yeah,
it looks like that, but it moves up.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, we're underwater. What the?
How do you get from like, oh, in the botanical garden, and then it looks like you're finding them underwater?
Yeah.
He straight up like just uses his alpha gun. And it's like, I want to know how powerful this little gun is, because it destroys buildings. And it's like, and then you see it destroy the botanical garden. It's like,
the alien and all that. It's like,
what? It's like, I thought they were above ground. How did he become underwater all of a sudden? And then it's like, oh, he blows up the building. And then they're back to,
Well, I mean, you see it crumble. it's like this blue thing, and it just crumbles. But, you know, it's just some of the, it's like it jumps. I mean, I know they're short.
I mean, I've seen short animes in which they flow very well. They're short. They flow very well.
I think for the Ruby ones that are really good, example.
For the short ones that they flow very well. Yeah. But this obviously was used, probably done by stock footage. Some of it's like like some of the animation, it's just a looks like a storyboard in which you will have the audio, but none of the characters are moving.
Yeah. And the other thing too, and even in, I've noticed too, a lot of times in modern, anime, you will find that you have, background characters that are either not fully, like, even Ruby has it.
Well, that was only in the first, that was the first season they had low budget, and if you...
That's understandable.
If you ever, but if even you get a chance to... Okay, first of all, before you watch Ruby TV, you got to at least watch the first three chapters before you watch Ruby TV, because you cannot, because there's a part in which in Ruby TV they sort of make fun of, like, of the shadow characters. And they make fun of it. It's like, where they all, or some, they make fun of it. They realize that this happened, and it's like, okay.
Back the first episode, okay, I noticed, like, they, basically, the kids, they go to, like, this big old amusement park, right?
Yes.
And I noticed, I guess it's a miracle. Anyways, so almost every ride has at least one person. If you watch carefully, one of them is a little hard to see, but there's one where they're in this, this like sphere, and it just rotates. It, and it's a hand, just one hand, okay, going up. And then they have this one that looks like a capsule, like roller coaster thing. Same thing, one hand, one hand. I mean, I know, but still, it's just,
go ahead.
Remember the hair?
Oh.
Up at the top. And it was in two episodes.
We couldn't figure this out.
It was like two episodes.
In separate scenes in which they had this weird squiggly line that was like, it was separate in the top scenes. Corner. It's like, at first, I'm like, it's like, he goes, there's a hair in there. No, I think it's your TV, bro. And,
dude,
like, and then I had him stop it for a bit. And then I looked, just went up to his TV to make sure. It's like, no, no, it's this weird hair looking squiggly line that's in a couple of the shots.
And you, well, it was there. It was in multiple, like it would disappear and then come back in multiple shots. But the funny thing was that it was actually in two different episodes, like back to back. I'm like, wait, it's back. It was like right. I want to say, like, right-hand corner, like, just to the left of the corner.
Well, this anime is infamous for being bad, but it wasn't intentional. The joke is it wasn't intentionally meant to be bad. It's just, like I said, a lot of, like, it's so, it's like The Room. It's so bad, it's good.
Yeah. I've never seen The Room.
Neither have I, but I've heard it's so bad.
Yeah.
It's like, people watch it just because how bad it is.
Yeah, so, we will definitely revisit this. Because now I'm curious. Yeah, now I'm curious because I want to see how.
I love, it's like, before we started each episode, I had him pause it for a bit so I could read the description of each episode.
And I would love, like, I would love to read another one.
And we're getting all this off of Crunchyroll.
Yes, we. Okay. So.
This episode is Man of the West, Ken.
Oh, this is when we just,
So, Ken, Karen, and
with the C
Barad Ken travel to a futuristic Old West theme park inhabited by killer robots who exist to be gunned down by human guests. You might have caught the recent remake of this episode on HBO.
And then it just clicked through, like, Westworld.
Oh, my God. It's like, it was, that one definitely bad. Just, the, like I said, with this anime, the animation does not flow very well. I think it would just... I'll probably dive in a little deeper on the history of this one a little more
maybe at on some the, point. Yeah.
Maybe for the next time we revisit this, ask a few friends if they know of it, because it's pretty famous in Japan for being bad.
Yeah, we need to bring somebody on here to chat with us on this. But overall, I mean...
Or the last episode we did was episode 8. After Ken saves a woman to turn out, it turns out to be a Julian spy, she finds out she cannot bring herself to kill Ken.
This won't end well. And he's like, okay. It's like he saves, it's like she destroyed some trees with whatever type of laser that comes out of her. I gotta say, she wasn't that bad looking, honestly.
No, creepy as hell. No, creepy, especially. Oh my god, especially hot. With the knife. Oh,
she was hot.
No, creepy, dude. Anyway. Creepy.
Anyway, so she saves him, and then you see Ken in pain, and you have a tree
on his feet.
Oh, straight up, his feet are just. And then it's like, oh, well, after a week in the hospital, he'll be fine.
Wait. And here's the thing, too. They were going to EKG, brain waves, for feet? What?
Well, you got to remember, when you go to the hospital, they check everything to make sure.
I can understand, but
brain waves? It's like, clearly, he's in no mood, no condition to fight, right? No, that you got the him changing into the charge man.
Oh, and they're
gone.
By the way, this is when X something whatever
X six.
Yeah, anyway, comes into the room, was over him with a knife, fixing to stab him, and
she being told by telepathy telepathy.
Right?
Yeah. By like the leader. It's like, you gotta kill him.
Yeah,
like,
and but it she couldn't
bring herself to it, and she ended up just straight up being killed by her other.
Because she runs out the room, and then Ken hears the commotion. I'm sorry, but
you have your feet like.
Yeah.
Like, his feet had been crushed. Straight up literally crushed by this tree. Because it was a pretty good sized tree.
I mean, I'm surprised it wasn't like, I would say Wile E. Coyote getting pancaked by a freaking boulder. Flat. I mean, there's no way.
I love it. It's like, in a week he'll be fine.
Ow!
The only way that you are going to be, any way that your feet are ever going to heal that fast if you go to the hospital wing at Hogwarts and have many poppy, you skeletal growth to regrow your limb.
I figured one of these days we'd use the Harry Potter reference. Speaking of Harry Potter, if you like Harry Potter, check out Potterless. Yeah. Multitude.
Really?
Sorry, I couldn't help it. Okay. Anyways, this was just, wow. I almost wanted to keep going. But Adam made the right decision and stopped.
Well, I did say we would only watch 8 episodes.
Yes.
And boy, it's like I said, you can blitz through these episodes rather quickly, but it's like you'll be laughed so hard you won't be pained. It's like I did have him pause it a few times just so I can get my composure, figure out what the heck is going on here.
I have, yeah. It was so bad that we literally had to go outside and catch our breath and have a beer. That's actually, Adam wanted something stronger, but
I actually were referring to beer.
Really. Yeah. So, but yeah, wow. You know what? Like I said, this will be part one.
Yeah, because we have to continue to revisit this. I put off on watching all of it because I watching it until like because
like now that I remember, I think you did show me a little bit of a clip.
Did I?
Yeah, I think you did show me like a little clip a while back. I didn't think anything of it until now. But the whole rolling in the air when it was supposed to be on the... Now, there were a couple times where they were actually right. They actually finally got it right. It was on the ground.
Few and far between.
Yeah. I mean, some of the fight scenes just didn't make sense at all. Especially with the fog.
Again, I would love to see, like, the power of... It looks like a little toy gun. How the heck is he...
Right.
Like, I would like to see, like, the logistics of this weapon to see how powerful it is, because he straight up just... I love that he'll just straight up kill them.
Yeah,
remorse.
What did the teacher call him? Something to save the school or something?
Yeah.
I don't remember. Like something, violently something, child something?
I don't remember.
Oh my God. And it's these alien people that are trying to take over the Earth. They're
doing a very bad job at it. They can be thwarted by a 10-year-old,
right?
I mean, I know in other animes, like, oh, you have the protagonist and you have the enemy or the antagonist, and sometimes the protagonist is quite a lot more powerful than the antagonist and will show up their strength. There's other times in which the antagonist will beat the protagonist and then the protagonist gets a little better till they fight again. But there's other times, like, there's just, yeah. This one is a one-sided battle.
Yeah, I mean...
I feel bad for them.
Oh, in Westworld, okay? Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
The Ken of the West, or West of the Ken.
Where Ken of the West.
Whatever.
Westman Ken.
The supposed robot, they were hitting on...
Oh, yeah, they were. They were
hitting, I want to guess she's maybe 8, 7.
Probably.
Maybe 6.
Well, she's probably about 2 or 3 years younger than him. So yeah, we're looking at probably about 7, 8.
But they were hitting on her.
Maybe 9 at the...
They were hitting on her.
Yeah, that didn't age well.
No. But it's just, there was just a... I still can't get that... I'm sorry, I'm making a hand, you know, just my face on...
Yeah, because you paused at the wrong moment.
Oh, my God. I just busted, because we were talking about something, and we paused, and I just busted laughing because where we paused it. Like I said, not safe for work, so... But... And that kind of happens when you've known each other for 15 freaking years.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and you know, just, yeah. I guess in the last episode, I am open to try and watch some new anime. This one, wow. Well, I think we should do this more often.
Before we started this doing things, I suggested him, like, oh, we should watch Tomodachi Games. Like, is that the one we're doing? Like, no. I just want to watch it and show you the first episode before we go into something a little less serious.
Yeah. So.
A little palate cleanser.
So, yeah, we do, like, the idea that the podcast you listen to?
I only watched a few episodes or listened to a few episodes just because when we start, one of the things that they suggested before we did, before we actually start to find out how we want to go and do this, it's like, oh, listen to other podcasts of the same genre and see what they do and whatnot. And they were doing an episode of SAO Abridge, and like, and then they're like, oh, we don't care if you take our ideas, just make sure you mention that you got the idea from there. That's why I said I got this idea from Anime Out of Context, in which they'll
So we do thank you guys for coming up with that idea.
Yeah.
So
I know we could sort of just took some of your idea, but
yeah. You know, but I kind of like this. I mean, you look at, you know, improv, you know, comedy, they like Scenes in a Hat from Who's Funny Anyways. I mean, a lot of people do that. I was involved in a comedy group, so we've kind of borrowed some ideas from even that show or stuff like that. So it's just nice that you have that community out there that'll let you borrow ideas, you know, at least in podcasting and stuff like that. So
it's all good.
Yeah. But man, that eight episodes, whoo. So, but I think we're going to go ahead and call this one episode, don't you think?
Yeah, so, sounds good.
All right, well, my turn to say this. From Arizona. I caught him off guard. Okay, go ahead.
No, continue. I'd love to hear you try to pronounce it. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Never mind, you can do it.
From Arizona, Johnny.
Later, guys.
This podcast was created by Joshua Keck and Adam Hart. Produced and edited by Joshua Keck. Music by Ari Epstein. Artwork by Kayla McClure. You can find us on Facebook at That Time We Started an Anime Podcast. On Patreon at patreon.com That Time We Started an Anime Podcast. And on Buzzsprout at thattimewestartedananimepodcast.buzzsprout.com.